This is Near FM
90.3.
Councillor Janice Boylan, Sinn Féin councillor for the North Inner City and parts thereof. Janice, you're very welcome to the programme, but what we're going to chat about, I think, will take a lot of people by surprise and will annoy and disappoint a lot of people.
Hey, Adoni, thanks for having me on to discuss this very important issue that's very relevant at the moment with the planning application that has just been lodged. Fair play to you for having me on.
Can we talk first, Janice, about O'Devney Gardens? Because we spoke a while back in relation to this, and I spoke to somebody else who could even have been yourself at the time, who, while welcoming the development, was kind of at a loss as to see how the affordable price for those houses was arrived at. But it now appears that all that discussion was for naught, because it appears that people can get around the social housing aspect of it and the affordable housing aspect of it, because it seems to be exempt, the new regulations.
Yeah, Tony. The O'Devney Garden story goes on. It spans over 10 years now at this stage. When the announcement was made.
Sorry, Janice. Just before you go on there. When did the people leave O'Devney Gardens, and when were those blocks taken down? How long ago is that?
So the blocks initially start to be de-tenanted about between 8 and 10 years ago, and the last two blocks were demolished 4 years ago. So that's the time frame there. But with O'Devney Gardens, this plan has been on the table continuously for over 10 years. With a failed regeneration that happened when McNamara went bust. O'Devney was in his plans the very first time, as well as Michael's and Dominic Street. So when that happened, obviously the people were promised left, right and centre that they were going to have a lovely new regeneration on the site, and that they would be housed in state-of-the-art accommodation and have community facilities as well. So obviously that went bust and it never materialised. And then you had people who, whilst that was on the table, they had moved out with the intention of, and the promise that they could move back. These people are well settled in their homes now, where they've moved because of the duration of time. And then what we had was, unfortunately, we had people languishing in these flats that became run down, and maintenance issues were rising really, really high. You had people who were living in conditions where the dampness was coming through from the walls because there was nobody living next door. You had people who are living in, like, for example, one woman was living up the top of the block, and she had no neighbours for the whole of her balcony, underneath her again and then under again. She was literally nearly on the block on her own for a number of years, and the amount of maintenance issues that she had. So when we were promised the regen again for O'Devney Gardens, myself and the residents and Mary Lou MacDonald and Team Sinn Féin had many meetings with the residents to ask them what they were looking for on this site. And at all times, it was social and affordable homes. They wanted to be able to, for example, a mother who lived there all her life, has grown up children, who has children now herself, they would want to come back there, would want to have the opportunity to be able to either get a social house there. If you were over the limit for a social house, then maybe look at an affordable option. So that was what they wanted all of the time. We worked with the council, we worked with the government at the time to try to deliver this plan. We had stumbling blocks, we had promises after promises, we had sod torn in events, that, you know, big fanfare announcements that this was the best plan ever. And when the crunch came down to it with the affordability, they absolutely just slapped the people in the face, the community in the face, by suggesting that an affordable price for a home on the site could start at $420,000. Now, Donny, I don't know who that's affordable to.
Yeah, and I mean, not being smart, but that's hardly affordable even for a government TD. And the question that I would ask then, Janice, is for your normal run-of-the-mill person, and I know you deal with hundreds of them every week, who would have the money saved or could get their hands on it, and were in a position to take out a mortgage, what is the repayments on that type of a mortgage at the moment as it stands per month?
You'd be looking at between 2,200 a month, easily, on that type of a mortgage.
But I mean, you and I in both know, Janice, there's a hell of a lot of counting in 2,200 quid before you leave.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's people, for me, and I said this publicly, any person that has come to me that has expressed an interest in living in O'Devney Gardens, either via social housing or affordable rent or affordable to buy, are nowhere near the income limit that you would need to be successful with those prices. They're just not. And that's not me disrespecting people. That's people being blatantly honest with me when they come to my constituency clinics. Well, we're doing them on Zoom at the moment. That they'd come and they'd say, well, Janice, me and my partner earn €25,000 a year each. That's €70,000. There's not a hope that with that amount of money coming in, that they're in a situation to apply for a mortgage and be successful in getting a mortgage that would cover the amount that's needed to purchase one of these so-called affordable homes that are being rattled around at the moment. And the thing about it is, Donny, as well, which is it's just a constant slap in the face for the constituents. It really is. There's still no real figure on what those proposed affordable homes are going to be. They still haven't come up with what it may be or what it is. It's just pie in the sky. They're rattling off figures. Economists are coming in and they're saying, well, based on the price of the land, based on inflation, based on the rates that are going at the moment for first-time buyers and houses in the city, this is the amount that they're possibly looking at. This is what it could cost in this area to live at the moment. And I can tell you one thing, what I'm hearing from my constituents is that it's not affordable, because in reality, it absolutely isn't affordable to the people who want to live back in that constituency, in that area.
Now, I don't know if you were listening to the programme from the start, Janice, but at the very top of the hour, the very start of the programme, I spoke to Brian McLaughlin from the Inner City Helping Homeless. And he mentioned an organisation which we have promoted, and I'll make no apologies for doing it, and have spoken to them on numerous occasions, and that's O'Coolan Housing. I have a feeling, Janice, that if that site had been given to O'Coolan Housing 8 years ago, people would be living there and have their homes now, and it wouldn't be costing them anywhere near €2,200 a month.
Well, Donny, you can rest assured that I raised O'Coolan on several occasions with the manager, with DCC, during the initial dialogue in relation to O'Devney Gardens, because at the time we would have been dealing with them out in Ballymun, and we had three elected councillors out in that constituency, and they worked really, really well with O'Coolan out there to deliver homes out there. So we were well aware of that company. We had met with O'Coolan. We had seen the way that they went about inquiring the land, and also the financial package. We'd also gone out to see some of the homes as well, Tony. So that was absolutely 100% looked at by myself and Team Sinn Féin, and we did ask the manager, and we were told, no, it's not an option. It's not an option. This is coming from a government. This is obviously coming from the Custom House. This is the way we have to do this. So while we were looking at the options to the plan for O'Devney Gardens, at all stages we were trying to deliver the best plan possible for the community there, because that's what we had promised them that we would do.
But Janice, can I just stop you there now? And this is probably a terribly, terribly unfair question. The O'Coolan model is a proven way of delivering affordable and social housing in an area to people. It's top of the range, high quality finish. It's, these are not houses that are thrown up and thrown together. Like the finishes on these are superb. Now, excuse me, my question is, and far be it for me to second guess you, but if I had been sitting in front of Owen Keegan, the question I would have been asking him was, well, hold on a minute, if the project and that that principle works and is a proven model for Ballymun, why can't it work in Ardevny Gardens? What's your objection to Ardevny Gardens above Ballymun?
Yep. And trust me, those questions were asked. I mean, at the time I was on the Housing SPC, we also had a number of other councillors on the SPC. Dahi Doolan was on it, Crina Ní Dálaigh. Now, both two stalwarts when it comes to housing, both with much more experience than I ever had. I'm 7 years now into my council, but those two people that I've just mentioned, Crina and Dahi, they're dealing with housing over 20 years in a capacity as before they were even elected, dealing with their local community. So, and being on regeneration board, Crina was on the regeneration board for St Michael's for years, as Dahi was as well, and Dolphin House as well. So they had excellent amount of experience. We also had Ono Brin, who would brief us at every opportunity as well to give us the figures and the facts. And the questions were constantly put to both Brendan Kenny and the chief executive as well, Owen Keegan. And it was just a constant, this is not the plan that is going to be accepted on this site. This is the only funding that we're going to get. This is the only model that they're going to fund. They're not going to fund any other model, and they're not going to look at any other model. Now, this was the government at the time. Obviously, Fine Gael were in power at the time, but obviously they had their allies in Fianna Fáil as well, who would vote with them every single time when it came to the proposals that went forward. We put motions to the floor. We also had private members' time as well in relation to discussing Ardevny Gardens in the Dáil, and we also came up with a comprehensive housing plan that Ono Brin published and put to the Dáil as well, which outlined the models that we should be going for on big sites like this, which would be 33% social, 33% affordable to rent and 33% affordable to buy. That has always been our Sinn Féin's model for sites such as the size of Ardevny Gardens, but each and every time we were told it can't be delivered, it won't be delivered, and you take basically what you're given. This is what's on the table. We can look at different options further down the line, but this is the only plan that's on the table at the moment. And true to the word, it was.
Janice, if I went down to Ardevny Gardens now, what would I see?
If you went down to Ardevny Gardens now, you wouldn't be able to get in from the North Circular Road because they're digging the road up there at the moment where the 56 social units are nearly complete. We're looking at January next year for the completion of that, and you'll have the people moving in there as well. And just if you come in off of Tor Place entrance or Montpellier Gardens entrance, you'll walk up onto a building site. You literally walk up onto a huge masses of land that's 10 acres. The whole of Ardevny Garden site is a 10-acre site. You'll walk up onto the land and you'll just see huge, huge land, a barren building site where they have Carey's idea at the moment doing the construction of the 56 units, and then you have Bartra who are going to come in and do the remaining 1,047 units as well. So that's what you'd see there.
But is there a brick going on top of brick there at the moment as we speak?
There is the 56 units being done as we speak.
Well, outside of them, Janice, outside of them, like the bulk of it, the big numbers, like, are they under construction?
No. Not at all. No, they're not under construction. Sure, the planning was only lodged yesterday in relation to them. They only lodged them today, yesterday, for the it's a 4 million redevelopment of Ardevny Garden.
But hold on a minute, Janice. If we're talking about 56 units that's nearly finished, and today is the 1st of June, but they won't be ready for occupancy mm-hmm. until next year. In the name of all that's holy, when will the other ones be finished?
You're looking at probably a 5-year ban on this if it gets to go ahead, which I imagine it will. You're looking at 5 years. Like, they're looking, it's a fast track scheme. It's at the fast track, and as it always does, because of the amount of the numbers. It's 1,047 residential units across apartment blocks. One of the blocks would be 14 stories in height, and then the other one will be 12 stories. At the initial process and the initial consultation in relation to this, we were promised that they wouldn't go higher than 8 stories because we would have been used to having the 6 stories there from the flat. So there was a promise that it wouldn't go higher than 8 stories. Then all of a sudden, no, the 14 and the 12 stories is going to be in the middle. Now, people in the constituency are very concerned about that, but that is one of the issues that we were adamant that people were informed about as well, because there's no more than somebody turning around and saying, oh yeah, there's going to be apartment blocks there, they're going to be up in 8 duplexes, they're going to be up to 8 stories, and then just not mentioning the fact that the middle ones are going to be 14 and 12 stories in height. So we wanted to make sure that people were aware of that as well. And then it's a last minute deal. It was struck between the council and the developer last year. And when it came down to it, only, and people have criticised me about this on the opposition, and I'm open to the criticism and I'll take the criticism. They said that we supported the plan up until the last moment. Of course we did. We supported the plan because the plan was the only one on the table. But, and we were very conscious of the people that were languishing in flat complexes that were dilapidated, ran down, the maintenance issues were huge. I mean, I had one person who came to me in my constituency clinic, said to me that their radiators are actually off the walls, that they no longer could stay on the walls with the bracket because the wall was that damp that they had to lay the radiator down on the floor. And this was in the whole bedroom, it was a bottom flat and it was just saturated in dampness. So we had those issues as well. But the thing about Dodoni is, when it became apparently clear after going through the plans, after asking all the questions that we possibly could, and I was led and fed by Owen O'Brien on this, I relied really, really heavily on him and his expertise. He was fantastic in the questions that he helped me pose to the manager in relation to the affordability. And when it was very clear and very apparent that these units were not going to be what we would call affordable, what the normal community would call affordable, what the residents that used to live there would call affordable, we said, sorry, our support stops now. And we were fully, fully supported by the constituents. We were fully supported. We always said that we would be their voice. When their voices wanted us to support, we supported the plan. When their voices realised that the affordability wasn't going to be an option, they came to us and they said, listen, we can't stand over this. And we were absolutely delighted because we couldn't stand over it. And we went and we fought nail and tooth to make sure that this plan didn't go ahead and that we would look at something else. We got told we were time wasting. We got told we were stopping the progress. We got told that we were keeping people on lists and everything else. But all the while, Donny, and I'm 100% confident in saying this, all the while we listened to the community and to the constituents who wanted us to be their voices, and we stood up for them. Where Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, the Greens, Labour as well, didn't. They didn't listen to them and they voted for this plan to go through. And now we have been told that the legislation that Darragh O'Brien introduced in relation to vulture funds and bulk buying will not be considered for this plan. So basically, a vulture fund can come in and buy up all of the units if it so suits them. So again, the community has been failed and failed miserably.
That is, that's incredible, Janice. That's just incredible. And I mean, mm-hmm. It's not often that I think you know me well enough to know at this stage, it's not often I'm stuck for words, but that has me stumped. It just...
Absolutely. Yep.
Am I surprised?
Yeah, lost for words.
I am. I just...
Yeah, yep.
I suppose it's another one of these watch this space. Janice, listen, I know that you stepped out of work to talk to me today and I'm very, very grateful to that. But you know me, I like to get value for money as well. Talk to me about the Royal Canal proposed developments.
The Royal Canal proposed developments up there in relation to...
Where the old bakery used to be, where we all knew the old bakery up at Crossguns Bridge. Crossguns Bridge, for people who may not be overly familiar, everybody knows Crossguns Bridge.
Yeah. So Cross Guns Bridge is another SHD that has been put forward for us to look at again. And we had a meeting there a couple of weeks ago in relation to the observations and stuff like that. So it's going to be, the on-board Planola has been made to on-board Planola, sorry, for 205 apartments within three blocks up to the height of 12 stories at the old, as we call it, only the old bakery site. Like, you know, that's what most local people would call it. So the application was made on the 4th of February. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it was the 4th of February on that. And then we obviously had observations and stuff that went in by March. And then the decision was due to be made by the 24th of May. So that's gone ahead. They're built-to-rent apartments. They won't be sold. They're built-to-rent. They'll be up to 12 stories. The largest blocks will be up to 12 stories. There's going to be 55 studios, 85 one beds, and 65 two beds. And the application from the developer is an indicative market rent of about 1,400 for the studios and 1,750 for the one bed apartments. Now, Madoni, that's not affordable. Like, that is in the middle. People be like, oh, but it's in the middle of the city and, you know, these are brand new and stuff like that. But, like, if you have somebody who's looking to move into a studio apartment, they're obviously on their own. So there's one income coming in. And if you're saying that 1,400 out of that person's monthly income is going on rent, that is just mind-blowing. That's mental for a studio apartment. It's just mental.
Well, the Absolutely. Other thing about that as well, Janice, and I mean, this is what people need to be very cognizant of, and it's a thing called the law of unintended consequences. If you're paying out that in rent, you haven't a hope in hell of saving the deposit to buy a house.
There you go. And it just seems to be that people are you know, people who come from money and people who are lucky enough to be born into, you know, family circumstances where there's money available for deposits and where there's money available to put people through college and stuff like that. The best of luck to those people, you know, fair play to them. That's great. That's your life. But that is not the life of the majority of people in the constituency that I represent. It's just not, only. You have high levels of unemployment, you have low levels of education. You've also got jobs that aren't paid really well is another thing as well. And you've also got the high cost of living. So if you are on, you know, the average wage for a 40-hour a week job, and you, before you do anything else, you have to pay 1,400 a month for the roof over your head. That's without lights, that's without gas, that's without food, that's without trying to have some semblance of a normal, happy life, and then try to save to secure a deposit for yourself. You absolutely can't. You just can't. It's not physically possible. It's just not physically possible, because the income that's coming in towards what's going out, it's just not me. Now, I mean, I have constituents who come to me and say to me that they're living paycheck to paycheck. That's the reality. There's nobody saying these things and secretly living the life of Riley. That is the reality of people that are living paycheck to paycheck and they're struggling continuously. And when you're struggling continuously, Donny, you not only struggle with the financial ends of it, you struggle with your mental health then as well. And then the actual, you know, the your life circumstances are a little bit harder as well, because you're always stressed, you're always worried, you're not living the best life that you could. You start getting sick. Then if you start getting sick, you have to look for the money to go to the doctor and to look after yourself as well. Then if you're out sick, obviously, with work as well, most jobs, you're not entitled to sick pay unless you have stamps and all paid up. So realistically, these people and these politicians who live very comfortable lives, very, very comfortable lives, I don't begrudge them those type of lives. I mean, you know, that's the way it is. But if I can recognise that that's the life that they live, they need to recognise absolutely that the life that the constituents that I represent are two different pictures, completely opposite. They're completely opposite, and they need to recognise that. They need to look at projects and plans and policies that are going to reflect these people, that are going to make sure that these people aren't left behind because they've been continuously left behind and failed by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Janis Boylan, Sinn Féin councillor for the North Inner City, two areas that are affected by the developments we were talking about this morning, O'Devney Gardens and the proposed development up there at Crossguns Bridge in Fisborough. Janice, as always, thanks a million for joining me this morning, and I hope that people got something from that and take on board, is all I can say. Janice, thanks a million as always.
Johnny, thanks a million. You're so good. Thanks a lot. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
This is Near FM
90.3.